Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can give myself a treat instead of a treatment. Light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
September 29th. Ah, what a wonderful day this is. 42 years ago, a great thing has happened to this world. I was born. Today is my birthday. Oh, my, as you get older, the years, it sure goes by fast. Seems like I only had my last birthday last year. As that great poet has once said, people is be like trees. And each passing year adds a beautiful leaf to the tree of life. You know he's right, too. People do be like trees. I know some people be like the mighty oaks, and other people be like the beautiful elm. And I know a lovely old lady what reminds me of a weeping willow. And, of course, there's a lot of people what looks like shrubs, you know. Oh, I'm going for to have a big surprise party here in the restaurant tonight after we close up. Nobody knows about it. Going for to be somebody. I'm going for to be so happy just for to be together with all my friends. Will they be surprised when I tell them what it's my birthday? Eh?
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, John.
Say, Parky, what's going on around here? Why is that interior decorator fixing up the place?
Well, I'm going for to have a big party here tonight for all my friends.
Oh, party?
Yes.
What kind of a party?
John, could you keep a secret?
Yes.
What do you think has happened 42 years ago today?
42 years ago
yes.
today? Well, I wasn't born then.
I was.
Well, Parky, you mean that today's your birthday?
Ah, somebody told you. I wanted but to keep it a surprise.
Well, congratulations, but why the big secret, Parky?
Well, I don't want for to tell my friends what today's my birthday because then they would all get together and go out and buy me a present, you know. And I don't need nothing, even though all my life I was dying for to have a nice diamond ring for my little pinky.
Gee, birthdays are nice, aren't they, Parky?
Yes.
It's the one day in the year when a person feels important.
You're right, John. I could remember every birthday I've ever had in my whole life. And I'll never forget my 10th birthday. You see, I was so excited because I had just turned 20 years old. Oh, my.
Wait a minute, Parky. How could you be 20 years old if it was your 10th birthday?
Oh, we were so poor, I could only afford to have a birthday every 2 years. Oh, yes. We was poor, John. You know, my mother is wanted for to make a birthday party for me, but she wanted for to bake a cake for me, too, you know, with 20 candles on it. But we were so poor, we couldn't afford for to have no birthday cake. Didn't got no money for stuff like flowers and sugar and eggs and milk and butter. The only thing what we had was the 20 candles. You know something, John? Those candles tasted delicious. With salt and ketchup.
Oh, Parky, how could anyone eat candles?
Why not? Candles is light food. It's a good joke, ain't it? Say, that interior decorator, he's doing a nice job here, don't he? You know, the whole place will really look beautiful. Cost me a lot of money, too, John. But it's going for to be worth every cent because nothing is be too good for my friends. And, John, I want you for to sit right next to me at the head of the table.
Oh, gee, Parky, yes. I wish you'd told me about your party earlier.
What's the matter?
Oh, you see, I made another date for tonight, and I simply can't break it because the gentleman I'm going out with is the most important man in town.
You mean you're going out with your butcher?
Yes, Parky. He promised that if I went out with him tonight, that he'd sell me 2 lamb chops.
Well, John, I would never stand in the way of you to getting 2 lamb chops. Tell you the truth, if I thought that I'd get a couple of lamb chops out of that butcher, I'd go out with him myself. No, but I am sorry what you wouldn't be able for to be in my party, John.
Well, I'm sorry, too, Parky. Yes. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Hello, John.
Hi, Parky.
Hi, Opie.
Oh, hello, Opie.
Say, Parky, who's that crazy man running around here fixing the place up so pretty with all them ribbons?
Oh, that's Edward Lewis, the interior decorator. And I hired him for to decorate the place.
Well, you know something? I wish he'd stop carrying all them pins in his mouth.
Why?
Well, when I passed him just now, he sneezed and almost speared me to the wall.
John, the decorator is calling you. Would you please go over to see what he wants?
Surely, Parker.
Yeah. Hey, what's the idea of all the fancy decorations, Parker?
Are we going for to have a big party here tonight? Hoppy, close your eyes. Surprise, it's my birthday.
Your birthday?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Parker.
Thanks very much. You know, I want you and your whole orchestra for to come to my party. Boy, we're going to have a wonderful time.
Well, gee, Parky, I wish you'd have mentioned it before this.
Yes.
You see, me and the band are busy tonight.
Busy?
We're playing at a big anniversary party over at the National Rubber Company.
The National Rubber Company? What kind of an anniversary do they got?
Haven't you heard?
No.
Today is the 114th anniversary of the discovery of the hot water bottle.
Well, what do you know? Well, of course, you got for to go there. How could I compare myself to a hot water bottle? Couldn't cancel it, I hope you.
Cancel it?
Yes.
I should say no.
Yeah.
Why, if me and my band ever canceled today, do you know what would happen?
What?
Mr. Petrillo would be waiting for me when I got home, and he'd beat my brains out.
Oh. Well, Opie, if you couldn't come to the party, I guess what you just couldn't come, that's all.
Well, look, Parky.
Yes?
Even though I can't come to your party, I ain't going to let your party go by without giving you a nice present.
Oh, you don't got for to give me no presents, Ruffy. That's why I'm done telling nobody what it was my birthday, because I don't want no presents.
No, I want to give you a present, Parky. But this being Sunday, you know, I can't run out and buy you nothing, so let me empty out my pockets here and see if I can't find something I can give you.
You know, Ruffy, you're a swell guy.
Well, let me see what I got here.
Yes.
Hey, how would you like this, Parky?
Ruffy, that is wonderful. A Hoover button.
Yeah, I always carry it around with me. You never can tell eBay run again.
No, not really, Hoppy. I wouldn't take that away from you.
Well, let me see what else I got here.
Yes.
Say, you wouldn't be going over to Pasadena in the next few weeks, would you?
Pasadena, why?
Well, I got an old streetcar transfer I can give you.
Too bad what you don't got one for Pomona. I was going over there Tuesday. Say, what is that you got in your hand there? A clothespin?
Yeah, I use it for a money clip.
A money clip?
Yeah. Would you like to have that? I could have your name engraved on it.
No, Happy, thank you very much, but I wouldn't take your money clip away from you. You keep it in case you ever get any money.
Well, happy birthday anyway, Parker.
Yeah, thanks, Hoppy.
I got to get to work. I'll see you later, huh?
Yeah, I'll see you later. Mm. Jonas couldn't come to my party, and now Opie and his band just couldn't come. Yeah, don't go in for to have many people there, will I? Well, I don't care. You could have lots of fun at a small party, too. You know, it's more intimate.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Miss Patti Bolton sings, If You Were the Only Girl in the World.
If you were the only boy in the world, and I were the only girl, nothing else would matter. In the same old way, a garden of Eden, just meant for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. Wonderful things to do if you were the only boy in the world and I were the only girl. Sometimes when I feel bad and things look blue, I wish I had a pal, say one like you. Darling, I would say such wonderful things. such wonderful things to do if you were the only boy in the world. And I
if it isn't Art Gilmore. How is the great, big, handsome, gorgeous, manly, wholesome old gold salesman?
Oh, Joan, you embarrass me calling me wholesome. Joan, Joan, I don't want you to think I'm speaking out of turn. I know I've known you for only 3 weeks, but...
But what?
Well, I'd like to tell you something.
Well, tell it to me, Art. I'm listening.
Joan... I just want you to know that...
Yes?
That, well, that...
That what, Art?
That when you light an old gold, you're not lighting up a throat remedy or a batch of clinical cases or some hocus-pocus medical claim about smoking. No, what you're doing is putting a match to the smoothest, most fragrant cigarette in the book.
Art, those are the sweetest words I've ever heard.
No, listen, seriously and honestly, we don't want you smokers to become hypochondriacs every time you smoke or to compare yourself to a test tube. All we ask is that you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, old golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And we're not throwing that grand tradition overboard to go into the throat care business. We're in the tobacco pleasure business. And every advanced control known to science is concentrated on just one thing in an old gold. To give you a cigarette that's absolutely tops in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Throat remedy? No. Smoking joy? Yes, that's old gold story. So remember, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of old gold.
Oh, hello, Gilmore.
Oh, hello, Parky.
Say, Art, why don't you tell Parky what you just told me? Oh, it was so romantic. I'll see you later.
Say, that John is a swell girl, don't you?
Yes, she is, Parky. Say, Opie tells me today's your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll say, incidentally, I'm going for to have a little birthday party here tonight just for a few of my friends, you know.
Oh?
I'd like for you to come.
Oh, gee, Parky, I'm sorry. I wish I'd known about it before. You see, some of my friends are going out, and I promised to sit home with their baby.
I didn't know it. You had a sideline.
Oh, yeah. Pretty nice work, too. I get 75 cents an hour and refreshments.
Oh, that's good. But, Art, don't you get bored sitting all alone with a baby?
Bored?
Yes.
Oh, no, not with this baby. She's 23.
Well, I'm sorry, but you couldn't come to my party, Art.
Oh, well, so am I, Parky.
Yeah.
Well, so long, and happy birthday anyway.
Yeah, thanks. So long. And say, Art.
Yeah?
Here's the baby for me. Oh, my. Now, even Art Gilmore's couldn't come to my party. Oh, here comes that faker over the shop. I'm sure what he'll be able for to come to my party because it's free.
Well, for this, my old friend, Mr. Parky Conkers. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Hey, what's happening here? See, you got the place all desecrated.
Yeah, it looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. Yes. Hey, tell me, what's the big Caucasian?
Well, Mr. Sharp, today's my birthday. That's the big Caucasian.
Uh-huh, your birthday, huh? Yes. Well, congratulations.
Yes.
So you passed another millstone.
Yes, passed another millstone. And you know, Mr. Sharp, I'm getting older and I don't got much for to show for it either.
Oh, you got nothing to worry about?
No.
Why, you'll be collecting your Social Security in a couple of years.
I will be collecting my Social Security?
Tell me, how old are you? 62, 63?
No, I don't be no 62, 63.
No.
And you better not try for 64 either. I'm 42.
Oh, you're only 42?
Yes.
Right, brother, you look like an old man to me.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But don't worry, I can fix you up. Yes, sir. Just went into a new business.
It is.
I take old people and I make them look young. I rejuvenile them.
You rejuvenile people?
Correct it. Now, if you'd like to spend a few measles dollars with me,
yes,
I can make you look young again. See, I got a secret preparation comes to me direct by pipeline from the Mountain of Youth.
Pounce on the lion?
Oh, this is wonderful stuff I got. Yes, sir. Just sold a bottle of it to a man over 100 years old.
You did?
Mm-hmm. He's what we call an octotangerine.
An octotangerine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Mr. Sharp, you got that word wrong.
Yeah?
You see, a man 100 years old, he's not called an octotangerine.
No?
He's called a centipede.
Well, anyway, yes, they wheeled this 100-year-old geezer into my office, see,
yes,
for me to make him look young again.
Yes.
So I start to rub him with some of my famous magic rejuvenating cream.
Yes.
Couldn't finish the job.
You couldn't? Well, why not?
Halfway through the treatment,
yes,
he jumps out of his wheelchair, runs out in the street, kicked a football, broke a window, and they arrest him for juvenile delinquency.
I didn't know what you know all about that stuff, Mr. Sharp, how to make an old man a young kid again.
Why, sure, yeah, sure. I know all about the human body.
You do?
Now, you see, medical science tells us, yes, that the human body...
Yes.
The human body is made up of three parts.
Yes.
The feet and the hands, which we call the extra termites.
Yes.
The body.
Yes.
The body, which we call a trousseau.
Yes.
And the head, which we call the cerebellone.
You know, Mr. Sharp, if you didn't tell me all this, I never would have believed what you know so much about the human body.
Oh, why, sure, sure. I left out a lot of other stuff, like the backbone,
yes,
or what we call the vertical brain, or the swine.
The swine?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you know that thing that gives everybody so much trouble at the base of the swine? You know, the sacred lilac?
Yes, I did hear about the sacred lilac, yes. You know, that gives me trouble, too.
Yeah, well, you won't have no more trouble if you take a bottle of my rejuvenating preparation.
Yes, tell me, how much is your rejuvenating preparation has cost?
Well, regular size bottle's $1.98,
yes,
but you save money by taking the giant economy size for $16, because that's got twice as much as the $1.98 size.
No, look, Mr. Sharp, thank you very much. I don't think what I'm on that.
No?
No. But I would like for you to come as my guest to my birthday party tonight.
Oh?
You see, I'm going for to give a party here for just a few friends.
Oh, Mr. Park, your carcass,
yes,
I'm awful sorry, but I got to recline your invitation.
You do?
Mm-hmm. See, I got to stay home tonight because I'm expecting a very important phone call.
Oh, important phone call.
Uh-huh. You know, it's one of them radio programs where,
yes,
they pick one number out of the telephone book.
Yes.
And they call, and if you're home and you answer the phone, you get $1,000.
Yeah.
I want to be there in case they call.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want you for to miss that call.
No. Yeah, yeah. But you know something?
What?
If they call me up,
yes,
they should give me more than $1,000.
They should, why?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it the hard way. I ain't got a phone.
Well, happy birthday and goodbye, Mr. Parkycott.
Yeah, thank you very much and goodbye, Mr. Parkycott.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Route 66.
all said and done about cigarette smoking, I imagine it gets down to this simple fact. What you smokers want in a cigarette is pleasure. Tobacco pleasure. Yes, the marvelous pleasure of good, fine-quality tobaccos. So when we ask you to try Old Gold's, we talk to you about tobaccos, not throat care, not laboratory tests, not so-called medical claims, but the goodness of tobaccos, the sheer miracle of taste in every morsel of Old Gold tobacco. Listen, no cigarette can give you a throat treatment, but for pleasure, the pleasure of smooth, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously on your tongue, come to Old Gold. Yes, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Say, that interior decorator, what I've got, is pretty clever. He sure made this place look pretty. I'm going over for to tell him what a good job he done. Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Oh, hello.
Say, I just want for to tell you what you did a swell job here decorating the place for my party.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I think it's just horrible.
You do? What is the matter with it?
Well, I just didn't have enough aquamarine ribbon. I had to tie the last bow with heliotrope.
What is wrong with heliotrope?
What's wrong with it?
Yes.
Why, it just clashes, that's all.
I don't mind that.
Well, you might not mind it, but my whole weekend is just ruined.
You mean it's that serious?
Of course. Oh. No one ever puts aquamarine with heliotrope. Oh, I wish I had a small piece of pale peach.
Yes, pale peach would be nice.
Oh, but don't you just hate to use peach? It's so fuzzy.
Mr. Lewis, don't you worry. You did a swell job.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. I did my best to carry through the birthday season.
Yes.
Do you like the way I fixed that stalk hanging up there over the head table?
Oh, is that a stalk hanging up there? I was wondering what that was.
Well, it isn't exactly a stalk.
Yes.
You see, I looked all over town and I just couldn't find a stalk anywhere, so I had to use a vulture.
A vulture?
Yes. But we'll pretend it's a stalk, shall we? Hmm?
Tell me, Mr. Lewis, what is that stalk for? Hmm?
Well, precisely on the stroke of 12 midnight, you just pull that big string hanging down, and the stalk will drop that baby doll she's carrying in her mouth, and that's symbolic of your birthday.
You mean when I was born, a vulture brought me?
Looking at you from this angle, I would say yes.
Oh, no.
Now, be sure you catch the baby doll when she falls, won't you? If not, she'll land in the birthday cake and just splash all over.
Okay, I'll be careful, and I want to thank you again, Mr. Lewis. You sure did a wonderful job.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes.
Well, I did the best I could under the circumstances. You have no idea how difficult it is today getting materials.
It
is? Oh, I'm just so discouraged. To tell you the truth, I'm giving up this profession.
Oh.
I'm going into the plastic business.
Plastic business?
I'm taking offices in the saloon right around the corner.
So you're going into the plastic business and you're taking office in a saloon?
Yes. They tell me that's the best place to get plastic.
You just made that funny, didn't you?
Yes, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, I'll leave my bill with you. It comes out to exactly $65.93.
Yeah, okay, I'll mail you a check.
All righty. Well, good night. Oh, and happy birthday. I hope you have a nice time at your party.
Oh, thank you. Oh, say, Mr. Lewis, would you like for to come to my party? I got an extra seat.
Oh, bless your little tin head. I'm terribly sorry, but I just can't make it tonight. You see, I have to take my wife to the wrestling matches.
The wrestling matches? Must you go to the wrestling matches?
Oh, heavens, yes. My wife is wrestling.
Well, good night, Mr. Parker Carker.
Good night, Mr. Lewis, and thank you very much. Gee, how beautiful everything looks. Just look at that big birthday cake. I better blow out a few of those candles. It's getting too hot in here. This is some birthday party. None of my friends just could be here. Yeah, it looks like we're the only ones what could make it was me and that vulture. Gee, it don't be much fun for to have a birthday party when you're all alone. I think what I'll write myself an excuse why I couldn't show up either. Then I'll leave it here on the cake. Dear Mr. Parkiakakis, I wish what you told me earlier, what this was your birthday. I would have loved for to have been at your party, but unfortunately I have a previous engagement. You see, I got for to go to the movies. Very truly yours, your friend Parkiakakis. Got to go to the movies. Yeah, that is a pretty good excuse. You know, I'm not really going to the movies, but he'll never find out. I could keep a secret.
Sunday, same time, same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parkiakakis, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Parkiakakis. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.